Greenfield police officer Rodney Vowder, with approval from the Fraternal Order of Police, had a license plate that read, "Oink." The Bureau of Motor Vehicles revoked it, calling it inappropriate. The ACLU of Indiana, on behalf of Vowder, sued the BMV, saying its policy violates free speech rights. But Indiana Solicitor General Thomas Fisher says a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision ruled that Texas's specialty plates constituted government speech. As a result, Fisher says, the government should have final authority over what goes on its plates.
Language changes. Connotations change. BMV needs to be able to take into account those things that become offensive to the citizenry and to be able to decide what messages in any particular time frame it wants to affiliate with.
But ACLU Indiana legal director Ken Falk says if license plates are government speech, Indiana will have a new constitutional issue to deal with.
Because for years, the state has been approving plates that are overtly religious. One God, God thanks, God I owe you one. Perfectly fine as personal expression. Perfectly unfine, if that's a word, as government speech.
The justices did not announce a timetable for their ruling. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.